Unit 72. Revision Unit.
Speaking and listening. Introduction.
Jeff?
Yes?
Are you having a coffee break?
Yeah.
Could you help me for a moment?
Sure.
Read this aloud.
What is it?
It's the first chapter of my novel. I've lengthened it, I've shortened it, and now I've lengthened it again. I think it's just right.
You want me to read it aloud?
Yes, please, so that I can hear how it sounds.
Okay. Mark Taylor was red-haired, blue-eyed, and good-looking. He was also overworked, underpaid, and dissatisfied, and he had many regrets. There were three thoughts that often passed through his mind. These three thoughts were, things could have been different, things should have been different, and if I had had more luck, things would have been different. These thoughts used to pass through his mind several times every day, waiting at the bus stop, walking into his 10th floor office, or sitting in front of his computer screen. He dreamed impossible dreams. In these dreams, he was a world-famous film actor, a respected university professor, or he had been given the Nobel Prize for Literature. In reality, however, his life did not include very much excitement. The only really exciting part of the week was his Friday evening card game. He and three friends played regularly at his flat. With one of these card games, on a Friday evening in late October, his extraordinary story really begins. It was 8 o'clock. The card table was ready. He was standing on the balcony, looking down into the street and waiting for his three friends. Overhead, the sky was darkening.
What do you think?
Is that the whole chapter?
Yes.
It's a little short, isn't it?
Oh.
Word formation. Revision.
Listen. Listen and answer.
Do you like tomato soup?
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Have you got a washing machine?
What is your home telephone number?
Which do you prefer, horror films or comedy films?
Who is your favourite film actor?
Passive forms. Revision.
Listen.
This has been discussed behind closed doors in the highest government circles. Our city streets will be transformed. Telephone boxes will be painted purple.
My brother was excited. My sister was delighted. My cousin was a bit amused. But I was worried. I was shocked. I was horrified. Distressed, my friends were depressed, my cat was extremely confused, but I was worried, I was rocked, I was really badly shocked, yes, I was horrified by the news.
Listen and repeat.
Made in Japan. Trespassers will be prosecuted. Vehicles will be removed by the police.
Listen and answer.
Where were you born? When were you born? Have you ever visited a country where English is spoken? Have you ever been shocked by a film?
Imaginary situations in the past. Revision.
Listen.
If Homer hadn't written the Odyssey, if Mozart hadn't written his symphonies, if Da Vinci hadn't painted the Mona Lisa, if Shakespeare hadn't written Julius Caesar, would someone else have done it instead? That is the question.
As Hamlet said, if Newton hadn't studied gravity, sitting
if Apollo 11 hadn't reached the moon,
if Carter hadn't discovered Tutankhamun's tomb,
someone would have done it instead.
Sooner or later,
someone would have done it instead.
Listen and answer.
Do you have any regrets about the past?
You probably didn't win a prize of £1 million last year. But just imagine, if you had won it, how much would you have given to your friends? What would you have bought? Would you have spent it all? Would you be happy today?
Song.
I Apologize, sung by Billy Eckstein.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I've caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love in you. After all, if I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. Unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love when you, after all, we were more than friends. Give me back your glance, give me back romance. Give me one more chance. Forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear, I'll hold you.
Written English.
Dictation. First, listen to this story. Don't write anything.
Perseus had to kill Medusa, a terrifying creature with snakes instead of hair. There was a difficult problem. Anyone who looked at her died immediately. In a dream, Perseus saw the goddess Athena, who gave him some advice. Polish your shield so that it shines like a mirror. Do not look at Medusa, look at her reflection. If you do this, you will not be in danger. Perseus followed this advice and managed to kill Medusa.
Now listen again and write the story.
Perseus had to kill Medusa, a terrifying creature with snakes instead of hair. There was a difficult problem. Anyone who looked at her died immediately. In a dream, Perseus saw the goddess Athena, who gave him some advice. Polish your shield so that it shines like a mirror. Do not look at Medusa. Look at her reflection. If you do this, you will not be in danger. Perseus followed this advice and managed to kill Medusa.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
So you think this first chapter is too short?
Well, it's your novel, but it seems a little short to me.
I thought it was quite dramatic. You know, a very short opening chapter.
I see.
It was longer, but I shortened it.
Yeah, you said that.
Perhaps I shouldn't have shortened it. But if I hadn't shortened it, it wouldn't be so dramatic.
Well, you could be right, Max. You're the novelist. This is an interesting part.
Which part?
The part about his thoughts. Things could have been different, things should have been different, and so on.
Do you often have thoughts like that?
No, exactly the opposite. I believe in destiny, la forza del destino.
Well, in that case, you'll like my last chapter. It's called The Invisible Hand of Destiny.
Well, that's a good title. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Are you overworked, underpaid, and dissatisfied?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. So it's not an autobiographical novel. Mark Taylor is not Max Taylor.
No, he isn't like me at all. For example, he's red-haired, blue-eyed, and good-looking. I'm not red-haired, blue-eyed, and good... Well, I'm not red-haired and blue-eyed.
How about your dreams?
Well, I'd quite like the Nobel Prize for Literature, but I don't want to be a world-famous film actor or a respected university professor.
Mm-hmm. Do you play cards?
No. I used to, but not anymore. And I don't work in an office on the 10th floor.
That's true. In this building, that would be difficult. The building only has 8 floors.
Oh, yes.